So, one observation was at 1 o'clock in the night when my room colleague was snoring very loudly.
Okay. Yeah. Good object. Yes.
So, it was very unpleasant vibration in the ear. And watching the mind, there was aversion,
right.
Worry. And then always alternating with trying to escape to some pleasant thought.
Right.
And then some greed was there or
yeah.
Wanting. But then it couldn't stay there because it was too loud, the snoring.
Yeah.
So I come back to the snoring, again aversion, again greed for the pleasant thought, and it was going like this. And then at one point, suddenly, I was just hearing.
Just
hearing.
Hearing, okay.
And no reaction.
Why is this happening? So you need to know the process, because my some attitude is change. Maybe try to accept.
Yeah, giving up.
Mind become accept, then the mind not react about this object. Mm. So that's why the sound and feeling idea, you need to, what the mind thinking, and how do you feel, and check in, then you can see the process. Why this mind become change, right? If you still have a before attitude, the mind cannot accept. Still continue resist, right? Okay, good.
That was the main.
Yeah, right. But you need to investigate later. Not only the watching or aware is not enough. Sometimes we need to investigate. Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. Investigate. No?
Investigate, okay.
Then you can see more things. Otherwise, you happen change, we know change. But we don't know why. That is a lot of yogi have a problem. They just try to mindful. Try to watch, but they don't want to understand more. That's why the understanding is not grow. For is you know the experience, but we don't know why, right? So slowly we need to more investigate. Before, now, after, process, the whole process, everything you know the process, then we can understand why, right?
So I was trying to investigate why the mind likes to go into stories.
Yeah.
Even though the awareness, being in awareness, is so much more pleasant.
Right.
And so much more satisfactory, whereas the stories are usually boring. But still mind prefers the stories.
Yeah.
And I discovered that the crucial point is when mind goes to the story, I realize it, and I return the mind to awareness, but this is not the same mind.
Mm.
The mind that I return already wants to manipulate. So it wants to change, to make this awareness even better.
Yeah, right.
And then it cannot return to the awareness.
Right.
And then the circle of focusing and forcing and trying to get it starts and gets momentum, and then it's just
stronger and stronger, right?
Too late
then
to do
you involve
anything. So.
So we are learning the activity of mind. We are not interested in the storyline, but the mind already have an interest in the storyline. We are meditating is we try to learn about the activity of mind, of what the mind is doing, how the mind thinking, the way the mind feeling or thinking, what they doing. We need to learn about this. In Australia, I also talk like this. If you want, you can ask them, watch. So one yogi, she tried to ask. She watch our thoughts, when the thought coming. Then she asked, why the thought is coming? Just asking. But because of this question, she discovered something. Because the mind wants to entertain herself. This is a habit. Whatever you know the cause is, that is a understanding, wisdom is grow. If you just watch and come and go, come and go, come and go, but we don't understand why. Right? So, first and second jnana is, first we need to know nama and rupa, nature of what is a rupa, what is a nama. Second, rupa and nama relationship, why it is happening. This is a first and second jnana. But people, the second jnana also not understand very well. Right. Okay. That's why we need to investigate more. Okay. Because my teacher teach me before, he asked like this. I told something experience. Then he said, why is this happening? I don't know. Then he said, go, fine. That's all. He not explain. Then I want to know why. So I'm more awake, alert, and more aware. Then more interest. For example, you watch the rising falling all the time. Many people watch the rising falling all the time. Then my teacher told me, why this rising, abdomen is rising? That's everybody know because of breathing, right? This is obvious, because of breathing. Then he asked again, why are you breathing? Then I don't know experientially answer. Thinking intellectually, or because of nature, or because of want to survive, or what. But this is not experientially understanding. Then she said, go. Go and find. So, I want to know, because too much eagerness to know, then the answer is not coming. Then I let go about this question. But the question is there. Then one day I realized, because of intention to breathe. Because of intention to breathe, then breathe coming. That is, I experientially understand. This is not other people tell me. I find myself. Then I'm very happy. Then very interested about practice. Because we can know about ourselves. That is the meaning of investigation. Whatever you experience, come, report to the teacher. Teacher asks, why this happening? You don't know. This is you not enough understanding. So that's why you need to use a question and watch. Because you don't have enough data, answer not coming. So we need to get everything inside there. Before, happening, later. Then you see the whole process, then answer immediately come. Very, very obvious. We don't have enough data, then we have become confused. We don't know yet. We only know that because people watching only the experience, they don't know what the mind is doing, what the mind is meditating. So their complete picture is not coming, your answer is not coming. We only know about experience part, object part. Object changing, we know. Why this object change? But related to this watching mind. But we not see the watching mind, we not know our awareness and what attitude we have, then we cannot have answer. We cannot see the whole picture. That's why we need to ask and watch more everything. Complete picture is enough. Need to see the complete picture. That's why one day the Oceanic lady asked me, what the complete picture? You want to know complete picture. Complete picture means is everything this moment, including this moment, everything, you know what happening, every physical object and the mind, everything. What feeling, what idea, what attitude, and how much you use. This is more aware of the mind than the object change. For example, pain and water reaction. So we can see the pain, feeling, and thoughts together. Then we can understand. Otherwise, we watch the pain. How the mind change, we don't know. So that's why we don't know the cause. The mind is become not angry. The mind become weaker and weaker. Aversion is less. Then the pain is view is changed. When the angry is in the mind, pain is very painful. We think. When the mind is equanimity or neutral, then the pain nature is different, change. then we can see the whole view, then we can understand what relationship have. Right? Yes.
I have one more. So is it okay just in order to experience the longer process and cause...
That's
and
why
effect?
Continuity is very important.
But is it okay to ask yourself what will happen next?
No need. If you continue aware, then you can see, okay. Right?
All right.
Important is you need to hold on your awareness. Then you see the whole process coming, naturally.
Okay, but sometimes when I have a good... a longer time of experiencing different sensations without much thinking, I have a feeling that I should ask a question. So if I ask question, what is mind, what is body, usually it doesn't do anything good for me because I just get tense. So I wonder if in a moment like this, when there is a long period of being aware of going on.
So long period means it's not next. Moment to moment to moment. This is a long period. Continuous awareness means it's long period naturally coming.
But I wonder if I ask what will happen next, if that question would provoke something.
If you ask next, the mind is not interested in the present moment.
I see. Yeah.
Like my brother. He watched the rising. He beginning to know the rising. He waiting to the next what happening.
Okay.
He waiting to the end already. So he not knowing the whole process. This is American idea. In falling, he start to know the falling next what happening. Already. That is not present moment. Because they already think this way. Next to the future. The mind pick more interest there. Not interest to the present moment. If you want to see that whole process, continue with.
Sure. Thank you.
And that last question. Is there a question he could ask in the present moment?
Yeah.
It would be helpful. What would that be?
Yeah, present moment. His question must be present moment even.
So what could the question be?
Why this tension come? And also, if you not get sometimes only the present moment information not enough. Before and now is connection have. So everything is not only the present moment. This present moment happening is everything because of past conditioning. So you see the whole process, then you can understand. Only the present moment, even present moment, not enough. Right?
Yep.
Everything happening in your now present moment is because of
what's come before.
Past conditioning, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
That's a kind of question. But he can maybe perceive this question as a present moment, and this wishing to question and doubt whether he should or not as happening right now, and be friendly to it, and he is immediately in awareness, right?
What? Say again.
So all this questioning that he has now, say, okay, what will happen next? He can see that, he can be aware of that, and doubt behind that whether he should ask himself that or not.
If you are aware...
If you are aware, and then he rests in awareness.
If you are aware in the present moment, interest to a present moment is okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you next, you question, the question and mind is also have relationship. You asking next means is you are waiting to the next.
Yeah. But he can wake up.
But if he asks the question is next, but he aware to the more interest to the present moment is okay.
Yeah.
Right. This is a wisdom quality. If you understand it more, you have more question come. Because of he more understanding, he have more question coming. For example, when I practice in the anger, every time I watch the anger, I have used many questions. Sometimes this question, sometimes next question, other question. For example, if you angry come, how do you feel impressed, physical or mental? Then you can understand more about physical, mental, is more suffering. Next, what anger about? Anger, how to say it? Anger, what anger, angry about towards the things?
That's
also idea have, something.
Yeah.
And why the angry is coming? And angry is necessary or not? Many questions.
Yeah.
I like last one, necessary or not? If you understand very well about the angry, his answer is very clear, not necessary.
Yeah. I also ask, do I love it? Do you love it?
No.
Or do you,
right.
Are you friendly to it?
Yeah.
And then immediately, knock, knock. And then this knock, knock, it's already much less in anger.
Many, many ways to ask. Who is angry?
Yeah.
Angry is what?
Yeah.
You have many questions, yeah. But depend on your question, answer different.
I came just on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping. Yeah. First day.
First day, second day is nature.
Yeah.
Our center, yogi, beginning yogi come, I said 2 days, 1 day, 2 days sleep.
Yeah. The second day.
Because they are tired in daily life.
Yeah. The second day also sleep.
Yeah.
But at that day, I started confronted your approach with my previous practice, which was more focusing on vipassana, but still focused a lot. So I became a little bit confused because on one hand it was a little bit relaxing, but on the other hand there have been too many things different. So what was interesting that after one day of confusion, a lot of defilements came, which I thought before they are nearly gone or very subtle, but they've been now very powerful after this confusion. So nearly all you can imagine. But finally, I appreciate a lot, especially this questioning. I liked very much, finally. And today, first day, start working. I can watch, let's say, three different senses at the moment,
right,
with small interruptions.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, I can't remember. You know, at the moment, I can really be aware of those, but when I want to know what happened a while ago, I've just no idea. And this is what I know about myself for whole life.
Yeah. What? Past you don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay, beginning is awareness not very sharp, the memory also not very good. And also he busy with the present moment, but is forget.
Yeah.
If your mind is very busy in the present moment, he not remember too much about past. Because of remembering is because of you are thinking again and again and repeating. Okay. Then remember. If you not repeat again and again, don't finish.
Okay.
And also, but if your awareness becomes very good quality, and or Sanya also, naturally he become better.
Okay.
So he do his job. Sometimes awareness become better or good, but you no need to remember. Naturally the mind is remember.
Okay.
But important case, sometimes we need, important case, we need to remember, repeat. But not important, I say like this, the mind not repeat.
Immediately
cannot remember.
Yeah. What I found interesting, in my previous practice, more focusing, when I stopped meditation, it took me a while to be back in the world. But now when I'm getting up from the meditation, I can just directly go and, you know, just be in the world again. There is no need some time for, you know, change.
Changing.
Sometimes very pleasant.
This focusing is very dangerous. I saw in Malaysia 9 day retreat. The yogi tell me his story. After 9 day, the mind becomes full. 9 day focusing, the mind cannot think anymore.
Okay.
So they cannot differentiate. Then he drive the car, accident.
Okay.
Because of red and green, he cannot differentiate the mind like this. Zombie. Then not only one, many yogis I saw, they told me they reboot. Then I told like this, one yogi also say, oh, me also, after retreat, he red light, he cross.
Okay.
So, because you are focusing too much and then can come out of daily life, the mind is not ready.
Yeah.
That's why you cannot apply in daily life.
Yeah.
My intention is this practice need to be applied in daily life.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it very much. And last example, I knew before this, I would call it panoramatic view, to be aware of many things at once. I knew it before, but it was usually outcome of the long-term
later
meditation.
But you
start with that, which is really, for me, it's big change, but it's working. I'm a little bit surprised it's working from the very beginning. So, thank you.
Right.
Okay, so after yesterday talking,
talking meditation.
Yeah,
okay.
I noticed a lot of thinking, many thoughts, and I noticed that there is many thoughts with I,
yes,
me,
yes,
my right, experience, and right, my idea. And it was interesting, very strongly.
You can see the many idea, many attitude. Sometimes we are talking with, sometimes we want to be up. Another one is down. Sometimes attitude is different. If you have conversation become like this, wrong attitude or the defilement is involved, your communication is when worse, become problem. Yeah, not peaceful, not worthy. Yeah, so good. Then you.
So that's all.
Beginning, we need to see this defilement first, because of talking time, a lot of defilement. This is
today
a topic. It's
short.
A dharma topic, no? Other topic is a more problem. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes in my meditation there are many physical and mental objects, and in the same time there is a huge shiny space. And my question is, what is better object for observation, huge space or mental and physical object, all off.
Okay, so better way is this space or something. You said what space?
Shining
space is concept. This object is concept. So better object is a physical mental process.
Okay.
And also more better and best one is knowing that this object, awareness or knowing, observing.
Okay.
This is the best object, right?
Because we
watch, if you yogi continue practice, awareness becomes stronger and stronger. It's easy to watch the awareness, right? Because of, like the pen, one pen, you put the small dot like this, then what happening? Line appear, right?
Yes.
So awareness continuously coming, the awareness becomes obvious. So that time you easy to watch awareness. Mm-hmm. Awareness is a mind state, right? Awareness and see the object. Slowly you can see the mind. Huh? You can watch the mind, the awareness and sanya and perception and feeling. Other activity of mind also you can see. Slowly. Because of now you are not scared yet. That's why we start doing this awareness. Because obvious. Because we all the time doing this. So if you are scared to watch the awareness, mind state, then other activity of mind or intention or whatever is appear. Because of in the mind, they happen together. Also object, also in the mind. Because the mind and object connection have. Physical object also. Yes, right.
Sometimes I have very foggy objects.
Blur or foggy. Foggy object. So
foggy. Unclear.
Yeah, unclear. Blur or unclear.
Very,
so,
very unclear.
You know, you can know, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I can know.
Then?
I know.
So?
So?
Okay.
So? What do you want?
Answer before the question.
You want clear? You want to be clear this about craving. So, object is fate, is object is fate, that's all.
No? Okay. I have a desire.
Unclear or clear is object. So, we are more aware of, take care of awareness. Right? Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
People want to see clearly, then they not satisfied that time, craving, aversion coming. So object is object. As much as the mind strength, he can see the object. Right? So our duty is grow, build up our strength of awareness. That's all. Object is clear, our faith, this is not your responsibility. Right?
Is there any suitable question for this state of mind when it's so blurred?
Can? Yeah. How do you react or not?
Sorry?
Is the mind react or not? Liking or disliking? Okay. Right? Can Because at that time, maybe, most of the yogi is not like disliking. Because of disliking, the object mobile. Right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I gradually, I think, start to understand better what's going on, and also that basically the real task is not to get anything or not to escape somewhere, but really to train the mind.
Yeah,
and I also understand I understand it better that it's really a long process. Like.
Right.
For many years, so it's something new for me.
Middle way, we call noble evil, but middle way. Middle way is we are not stay in the two extreme. Huh? Two extreme is a craving and aversion. Yeah. This is Kamadukha Niyoga, this Atta Kilimata. So we are not suppressing, and also we are not following. Just right attitude and seeing, looking, watching. Is middle way. That is a middle way. We need to go the middle way.
Right.
Without understanding or without right view, the mind always do go to the these two extreme, liking or disliking. Right?
Also already in the start of the retreat I quite liked, you know, to be able to stop focusing because I was focusing also too much.
If you become understanding, naturally focusing reduce.
Yes. But sometimes I realized that I almost miss it, you know, so I almost missed the focusing after some time.
Yeah.
But then I was quite aware of it, so it was...
So every time you practice, you need to check what attitude you practice. Then finish already. If you're not thinking like this, you just practice, then all habit may be coming.
Yeah.
Right?
So now I'm in a state that I almost like forget about breath or about step because it's not important.
Asking about the awareness.
Issue about relationship between mind and the body, I had this experience by walking and walking meditation outside in the sun, or there was this weather changing, sun, no sun. And I realized how only this influences the mind through the body. For example, that when it was sunny, I felt really the feeling was very pleasant. It was very relaxed. And then suddenly there was cloud, and it was very clearly seen that the mind starts to be worried.
Because of habit. One Canadian monk in practice in our center. Every time, winter time, he always sleepy. Another Korean monk is, when the rain comes, why sleepy? Because of habit. This sign comes, the mind is automatically react. He not choose. He not trying to do anything. This object comes, the mind automatically react because of habit. He said, now he realized that this Canadian yogi said, when the winter time, they are always in the house. Don't go out and sleep. This is a habit. Winter time, cold inside the room and stay, don't go out. So So slowly, this long time habit, the mind knows that pattern is coming. But this is for yogi, is you need to overcome this. Object is object. The mind is, your mind must be, whatever object come, your mind must be all the time balanced. Continue watching, the quality is the same. That is your duty, right?
Yes. But I was also more like talking about this relationship between the feeling and the mind. It's like very connected.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I don't know, but
if you see the more connection, you can see clearly about this relationship, then no self is more obvious.
It's more like I also maybe understand more, you know, this five aggregates. I did not much get it before, but now I start to get it more, like what all this five aggregate is about, like between the body, etc., to the mind state.
Mm. Whatever.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
So, not too much to report, just to share a little bit. So, you've instructed me to just keep taking care of peacefulness.
Yeah.
Steadying the mind, not investigating. Today I was noticing a lot of thinking happening, and it was pulling the attention. So I tried an experiment. And I focused on an object in front of me, just looking at the color of the object, just the color.
What object?
Just a pail like that.
Oh,
just
outside
in front
thing,
of me. Huh? Inside, just looking at the color only. And I noticed...
What color?
Just, it was a red pail, a red bucket. So I was just looking at one thing on the object.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed that the mind at first said, already understand, and didn't want to keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I kept looking, I saw more shape and different kinds of color and different shapes objects. And then I also noticed that when somebody walked by the window, the mind got pulled very easily to the person and then coming back. So even though the mind felt very focused, it could get distracted still very easily.
Mm-hmm. But you can see the mind activity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We want to see this mind activity.
Yeah.
Then we try to focus. If you see the mind activity, the mind is focusing one object, then the mind is pay attention to this, pay attention to that. So this is the mind activity.
Yeah.
So very good.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I just played with that for the next little while. Okay. I think that's it.
That's all?
Yeah. Thank you.
But object is concept, but you also know that because of you focus on this concept, but you know the mind also already. That's okay. No problem.
Okay. It felt skillful at the time because the mind was thinking so much and getting lost in story, I thought I would experiment.
So if you very strong the thinking, then you cannot watch faces, then you need to choose one object or whatever, samatha or something.
Yeah.
You can do.
Yeah. I try to choose sound or my breath, but often it's just not strong enough, so I get
so
still
outside
get
object more easy to concept is more easier to focus.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
So, for me, it was interesting to discover one instruction that you always give and that I didn't notice, which is check the mind state. Because check the mind attitude.
Yeah, right.
Check the view.
Right. Yes.
But the mind state, I didn't check, actually.
Oh.
So I discovered a very big...
Every day I saw the talking with
this. Yes. But you know... Yogis have 2 years. They come here and go out very quick.
Sometimes, that's why every day I talk like this. Maybe they're boring.
But no.
I think it's the niche.
Good. Repeat.
Okay,
it's working.
Okay.
So, it was working for me because I was noticing the mind was really in a very dark, very hopeless, very depressive kind of state. It has happened often.
Right.
So I the mind didn't notice that it was, the mind quality was dark, depressive, so on. So checking the mind state, so it came up, the mind understood that there was a darkness, and so and so the question was, but why that?
Yeah.
And
how to do?
why this darkness?
How to do better?
And the answer was that the mind didn't look at also the other qualities. That was just stuck looking at Kilesa with wrong view. Was influencing the state of mind,
right,
not looking at also the qualities that are present, because there is intentions, there is concentration, there is awareness. So there are many good qualities that are present, but that those qualities were not looked at. It was just looking at Kilesa with a slight wrong view that was making it like as if there was someone that was guilty, that was creating them. There was an I there. I am something.
Because idea, some idea.
Yeah, self, some subtle, because that was not seen. So by seeing this, it has changed the environment, the it has changed the
changed
color.
The quality of mind.
Yeah, right. The quality of mind.
If you not see, this continue happening.
Yeah, yeah, it was terrible. It was.
That's
That's
right.
But the thing is that the mind didn't see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because and the what people all the time looking for the good.
Yeah.
The interest in the good state. There is no interest in the bad state.
Right.
Actually, I am more interested in the bad state.
And then there are bad habits.
Good state is already good, so no need to take care. No need to do some nothing.
No.
Best state is more important. Because the best state is the mind more react.
And also another instruction that came in my ears in the mind again was don't give up. It's really helpful.
Yes.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
It's easy to...
This remaining is good.
Yeah.
Then you continue practice because of this idea. This is attitude.
Yeah.
Commanding. This is a wisdom thinking, the mind is walking. That's why I said beyond the awareness, the mind sees something, thinking something. And that mean is this meaning.
Yeah, it comes out.
Behind the wisdom is walking, the awareness walking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I am trying to practice before sleep. So this morning, the first, I opened my eye and it was light.
And
the thought that was there was, how is the quality of mind? So I checked the quality of mind and it was very pleasant.
After
very
wake up, then you
think
open eye, then
close
you tried.
I tried.
The mind not naturally coming awareness.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Wait. It's a long way. Then there will be another story, not yet.
Okay.
Then about talking. Even if it was Dhamma, it could have been, anyway, different opinions about things. And it was very interesting to feel, to see the mind. It felt like it had a lot of horses. It was to keep the horses, to not allow them. Or maybe it was really hunting dogs. Keep the dogs.
The dog is like this.
Some were getting really, but I trying to go back. And one thing that was clear was that there was no intention to harm.
But I saw the people talking very nice. No hurry. They talk very gently and quietly in 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's enough. Talk gently and just try to aware. Then it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Dharma talk, you can talk Dharma and you can have different opinions, schools and things. And then it can come up, it was a lot of of righteousness, views, thoughts, where there was I. And also after I was sitting and the mind was first seeing a wrong view, big, but quick it was quite diminishing, so that the observing mind could see the wrong view as an object.
Yeah, right.
So it was not going totally avoc, because I know in other conditions, avoc means it goes crazy. That you cannot look, the mind cannot look at the object because it's so identified. But it was not so. So it was good to keep the horses.
Right. Good.
That's it.
Make a habit. Talking meditation need necessary. We need to practice again and again and again.
I don't have very much to say.
Okay, thank you.
I have something to say.
Okay, go on.
No.
Okay, go on.
I feel on a little bit of a plateau at the moment. It's quite level. Content. I feel very content. But in some ways, it felt like practice was more intense when I was suffering. And now I feel quite content and quite happy. That was okay for a while, and then I noticed a bit of boredom coming in.
Why? Yeah, better is why you become bored. Boredom. No,
exactly.
When the situation is better, you need more interest, right?
Yeah.
Why you become bolder?
I think the motivation when I was suffering,
struggling,
was hard.
You need to struggling. No struggling, you become bold. If your mind is okay, or well, then you can go to the subtle level.
Yeah.
You need to do. You have a lot of job.
Yeah.
Right.
I have been
to go. Right. Yeah.
I have been. I feel the motivation. I feel resolved.
Because the people are struggling. That time they practice very hard. Then they can overcome the struggling, the balance. Then they are not trying very hard.
Yeah.
And the effort is less. But we want to go through because of this is not our aim yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We want to understand more deeper and understand more.
I still feel that on a certain level, the motivation is there. Yeah. I'm still practicing and bringing my mind into
awareness. That time you can use more investigation, right?
Okay.
Then there's more interest coming.
Because I've just been coming back to awareness or looking at the attitude, doing those things.
And investigate more.
But I haven't been investigating that strongly. Yeah. Because it feels like the mind is a little bit slippery.
Business is good.
That's right. So
don't bother.
Want to make some money.
Make some money more.
That I can. It feels like it's happening all round. So the same in the walking, hearing, seeing. Sitting, as I said last time, it all feels quite. Practice is becoming.
If your interest
consistent.
Is not interest enough, then mind become boring. You can investigate boring about what? What the mind is boring about what?
Yeah.
Sometimes he has some attitude idea he have. That's why if you see that this idea, then boring gone. You can change the attitude.
I think that maybe the boredom came from was connected with the expectations, connected with craving, with wanting a bit more and not being satisfied.
Maybe also this also boredom is related to the craving.
Yes.
More expectation high. Expectation is more high.
Yes.
And he cannot get what he want. Then immediately boring.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There's some people, and I think it's Claudia. And
it's okay.
for me, it's really long periods of very foggy.
Long period of foggy. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Long periods. Mm. So it's like, it feels like in the beginning it was very quick, some kind of, I don't know what to call it, but kind of progress where it was unfolding, and then it was fading and new progress, and then it became long periods of really not knowing what was going on. Awareness very blurred for everything, and so long periods also like yesterday and today. But then in the morning sitting, it was very clear. It happened something. It was just a spark of interest. Very small. It was just nearly not known, but it was known. And through this, that it was known, it started to come some interest, and it was like coming alive again. It was so clear, the difference between these long periods of.
But we don't. Really, you don't know why. Why it is changing? No?
The changing that came in the sitting.
Changing is obvious, right?
Yeah.
But why? How?
What I could notice was that this spark of interest, which was very small, and it was suddenly there was a pain in my back that was seen, and an interest. Because the pain had been there a little bit now and then, but nothing. And then it was an interest of the mind, what the mind's reaction was to this pain. And so it started off like being into the present moment, from being just into thoughts and stories. And it was like an interest for everything that happened, like hearing and seeing and feeling. And it was very clear also that that which had felt very compact as a disinterest or like really a dullness was again this, that it was short moments building up all the time. Short moments where the mind was just seeing this with dullness and not seeing what was in between. And then when it started to come back to being in the present moment, it is so much that happens in a moment, all the time. And so this sort of, I try to, I sit a lot with open eyes, and so it happens a lot also with seeing and the sense of inside or outside, building up this feeling of distance, like me here and something else out there. So building up distance and the feeling of I, and then hearing also this inside outside, building up this I here and something else out there. So it became very quick and very alive. But then after the sitting, I go up and it's still there, this aliveness, and then it starts again to fade off, and I just look at it fade off, but I cannot see what's really happening when it's going again into this dullness and disinterest, and well, that's how it is. I cannot see that. And when I went back, when I just did go back and saw at the process, it was like it started really also in the room. I saw one that I share room with was sitting and studying, and I felt some kind of inspiration when I saw this, that she was sitting and studying, and I took some reading, and these thoughts from the reading was also there when I went into the hall. So it was like a process that built up some kind of momentum.
You need idea. What idea you make your mind change? Not outside, inside.
Yeah.
More deep, subtle level, some idea make your mind change.
Yeah.
So watch.
Yeah.
When the meditation is not smooth or not very good, very sure, some attitude, wrong attitude is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong idea is there.
Yeah. And this attitude is very, it's like the wallpaper.
Mm.
So it's, yeah.
Just watch.
Actually, I wanted to mention interest also. For me, it was something like, today, it was something like rediscovery of interest.
Mm.
It was much higher years and years ago than recently. But when you mentioned interest, it was just, I just realized at the beginning of sitting meditation that this is the precondition to have an interest. And it was just initiating interest, which was rising into even something like curiosity. It was
curiosity.
Very strong. It was very strong.
Right.
It was so strong that I wanted to check whether...
Too strong is not good.
I checked whether it is defilement or not already.
There, already.
But it was so... But
investigate and in curiosity is good, but if you craving come, he becomes more strong, very strong. That is a mind unstable.
Yeah.
So not peaceful. So understand not come.
Yeah, but it was very useful.
Interest in need, very need, very important. Who?
So, despite I practice Vipassana for many years, I always had problems with communication in daily life.
That's why people say meditation, too much meditation, but too much angry. That's why meditation is very bad name.
So I was very...
Loose face. Meditation is loose face in daily activity.
Yes.
Right.
So I was very happy when you gave us the instructions yesterday about the talking meditation.
Oh.
And so I tried to practice.
Right.
And it seems really to be very, very difficult. And
beginning, because the difficult means not enough practice.
Mm.
More and more practice become... nature.
Mm. So
if you can practice and we're talking meditation, is you become skillful, your talking is very limited, not over, not less. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is leading. After that, you feel good. Very nice feeling.
Mm.
Because complete.
Mm.
This feeling is not easy because of wisdom.
Mm.
Wisdom is leading, not over, not less. And slowly, slowly, you can find this level, limited. Then the mind is very satisfied.
Mm.
Before we are talking so bad, too much over, sometimes we should talk, but we should not, we're not talking, become regret, remorse.
Yes.
Right.
Mm. Yes, exactly. So I have noticed many, many things, like how really the speed of the speech, the intonation of the other is influencing the mind.
Mm.
And if it's too slow or too fast, it's very difficult to keep awareness. It should be like really at a moderate pace, then it's easy to be aware. And also it's much easier when also the other person is trying to be aware, then it's a very pleasant and very nice talk. But
be careful, before you talk, this person is conditioning to look fast. Sometimes we want to talk too much. So we cannot see if he is listening or not. We are talking too much. Sometimes each person talking, but they not hear.
Yes. Yes. What I found like now the main task to find the balance between sometimes the mind gets dragged into the story of the others and it's losing the awareness. And then when I try to like step back and be aware, then I clearly hear, but I don't get I don't understand the story. It's like
No problem. Beginning is you must come back to awareness.
Yeah. So it's like trying to find the middle in between, like still being aware, but also...
Now you notice, right? you too much energy, focusing too much 100% inside, then you don't know about outside.
Yes, right. Yes. So it's really very important practice, I feel, and it's I'm now really very
you,
happy.
Now slowly you can more practice more skillful 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And so, I talk about this in Australia. The mind is 50-50, pay attention outside, 50, pay attention to the inside. Then this is a psychiatrist asking me, how to measure 50-50? So funny. I said 50-50 is not much, inside, outside like this. But he thinks something, well, how to measure 50-50? So, how to measure the mind?
And also maybe last thing that I have noticed that it's very sometimes it's very difficult to end up somehow the conversation, like it's like still open and it's you don't want just to get up and leave, or it's like very unpleasant actually.
Right, actually unpleasant, but the blind that time the eagerness overwhelms you.
So, okay. Right. So, but thank you very much for the practice. It's very right. Nice.
Okay, I also have to appreciate the switch between the sitting meditation and then when you go to speaking meditation, you can I notice I can keep my awareness.
Right.
But then after I go back to sitting meditation,
then
the story continues from the
come back.
You know, from the chat.
Right.
So it's I had very unstable. I'm not that aware. The meditation is not that peaceful.
Right.
So the story continues on, and right.
Because of when you are not skilled yet to talking meditation, you're not skilled yet. That's why the agitation is still coming.
Yeah, and because maybe I was putting too much emotions into conversations.
That's why. That's why.
So I'm off the balance.
Now you can learn, right?
Yeah.
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 It's a learning process.
And I also wanted to ask you the question about when somebody. I want to tell something sensible to somebody. For example, the person irritates me in some way, and I have to tell it. And I don't want to wait, and I don't want to really wait when everything calms
down.
When you're
angry.
Yes, I feel the angriness, and I have to say, because there's no...
So if you have to say, but you're angry, wait a few seconds.
Well, yes, well, seconds, but I wait. I was waiting for three minutes.
But it depends on your skillful way, skillful practice. Yeah. If you watch your mind all the time, then become this angry, then you watch the angry a few seconds.
Okay.
Then the mind calm down, then talk. Otherwise, it become problem.
Because
become problem.
In fact, I was
because waiting. Everybody know you're angry and talk. Other people also know. The people they everybody don't like. But you should talk, but not angry. That's how to do this.
Yes.
So you need to scale how to take care of your angry, how much you quick, faster, calm down or not. If you have not skillful yet, you need to take a time. Practice and take a time. For me, in the business, very angry, I know this, I talk with the angry, make some problem come. So I go to the toilet, 5 minutes. Then calm down, then I come to talk. But I have to talk in the business. Otherwise, it may become more problem.
Okay, but what if I have to speak in the 3 seconds? For example, there is a question, I have to react immediately. What
so,
to do?
So what I benefit have, do you I have? Don't have? What benefit you have? After you're talking, what benefit you have?
So you mean...
What result coming? So you can find it, you can see this way, right? So yeah. No benefit, then next time you need to take care of something, right?
So just to practice, okay?
Yeah, more practice.
So in
practice.
So I can be less calm in the short time, later in the future.
Yeah,
when
if you're skilled, no?
Yeah,
if
skill. Skilled. Okay.
Everybody not like with angry and talk. Then if you're right also, you are right, but you talking with angry, everybody not accept. Even you're right, they're resisting there.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to add a little bit to the talking meditation.
Yeah.
I don't want to be politically incorrect, but as I hear this the talk here and also from daily life, I have the idea that probably women, ladies, have more like wild horses in this. They have like more of an issue in this losing
awareness.
Yeah, or intention to talk.
Yeah. What question? Tell me.
On the topic.
Yes. Well? But anyway, from my daily life, I was sort of noticing, watching all this before during conversations with other people, not non-meditators, like in general, normal people, if you want. And I noticed that many times the people, when they speak, they like to speak about themselves. There is a very strong feeling of self.
Mm.
They speak about themselves, usually their problems, their suffering.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that I'm just, more or less I'm listening. I'm not so speaking about myself anymore after I practice. Maybe if I speak about myself, it's, you know, to help them in some way or to make fun. Mm-hmm. But not really. It's quite interesting to watch the difference between like their mind and if you are aware of your mind.
Right, right.
It's very interesting.
Right. If you're more aware of your mind, you know about your characteristic of your nature of the mind, then you can know other people's mind also. You can read.
Yeah.
Yeah. What their state of mind and they accept or not, they are ready or not. If you somebody angry, we wait. That time you're talking, he not here. He in the thoughts. Right? So we need to check the mind, two mind also. How about his mind? Is ready or not? Then we talk. So when? How? What? This is a slowly you can know how to talk, when you need to talk, what you are talk. Right? And slowly wisdom is leading. Sometimes you should talk, but sometimes time is not ready.
Yes.
And condition is not ready. So you need to wait.
I often
so before you are talking, you must have already wisdom. Thinking should or not, need or necessary or not. There is a lot of experience teaching you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You just mentioned that when we are angry, we should watch it.
Yeah.
Could you explain a little bit more? Because I can imagine some people can be angry more when they watch it.
Oh, we call the wrong attitude.
Okay.
If the wrong attitude and watch the defilement is the ball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's easy.
So, bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Ahoy.
Okay. Ahoy. The Czech language is ahoy. Okay, good. Ahoy, finish. Like a Chinese, ahoy.